Kana kana eh, you just stay with me, they play kana kana eh.
Guys, you're welcome to Alts. Today's episode is featuring two interesting ladies. Remember last time around, Dan and I talked about love. Well, today we are going to talk about love again, but from a female perspective, just to balance things up, you know, sweet in the middle. So they're going to talk about their love life, they're going to talk about their perception on love, and they're going to talk about sex. Yeah, sex. So I feel like there's hot gist here that you do not want to miss. So stick with us as we navigate this interesting part. Oh, we're talking about love, but today we are going to push it a little bit further, and we are going to connect love to intimacy. Yeah, we have a lot in store for you guys, and I don't want to spill the beans right now. And importantly, we have two interesting people, two amazing people who have this conversation with us. I've not too much. I would like for them to introduce themselves to you. So we have Iyanu. Iyanu, please. What's up? Introduce yourself to us.
Hi, I'm Iyanu Oke. You're from my name, I'm Yoruba. I like meeting new people. It's nice to be on today's episode. Really, it's nice. Thanks for the opportunity. So I like meeting new people. I like discussing. That's a new OP because I've always been an introvert, really. So aside that, I like tech. I like anything technology, software designing. I like fine things. I like beautiful things. I appreciate beautiful people. I like intelligent and smart people too. And I love food. Yes, I love food. That's a brief introduction about me, yeah.
All right, thank you so much, Ian. You know, she likes food, she likes steak, she likes smart people, intelligent. Why do you like me?
I listen. And I like smart people in general. I didn't mention you specifically.
Yeah, I'm smart person.
Yeah. Don't let it get into your head.
All right. Shay, for me.
Hi.
What do you have? Good evening.
Hi, Ian. Nice to meet you. Why do I feel like we have a lot in common?
Yeah, same here.
I like fine boys too, Shay. Nice. Fine boys, basically. I like fine boys. Hi, I'm Shay Fumi Alavi.
Yeah.
I'm a makeup artist, hairstylist. I'm a 9-to-5 worker. And basically, I don't have any hobby. I'm not an introvert like you. I go out, I meet people, I like to meet people, I enjoy talking with smart people. I like to learn. I'm addicted to smart people. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
I like to learn. I like food. I like to cook. I like to watch movies. I don't like to read. I don't like to write. What else? I think that's all. I like to make people look beautiful. I think that gives me this happiness, this inner happiness that I don't understand. So basically, that's all about me. I'm not so boring, but I like to talk. I talk a lot, but not all the time. I'm not talkative, but I talk a lot. So basically, that's all. I'm Yoruba. I'm also Yoruba.
All right. Thank you so much, Shifu. I don't know why you're addicted to me. You're addicted to smart.
I'm not addicted to you, sir. Sorry, not you. Sorry. Don't feel yourself
right,
today.
Right.
Not tonight.
All right. Okay, not tonight. Not tonight.
Yeah.
So we're just going to dive right into the conversation. So last time around, we're talking about... Yeah, it was close to Valentine's, and we're talking about love. And, you know, we had something interesting happen. Something that has never happened on the show before. He had Dan be vulnerable and talk about his love experience. Like, that was super sublime for me. I was laughing, but it was not funny to me, right? We've never really had Dan open up like that. And, you know, love. Well, today we are just going to... We are going to consider another angle to love, right? A lot of people feel like they are in love. A lot of people are actually in love. And one of the things that that grows as a result of maybe being in love. It's intimacy. And we see that. We see that in people that you know, hold their hands together and walk down the streets. We see that in people that spend the whole day talking to each other. We see that in people that text each other all day, call each other, and go all out for people that they claim to love or people that they actually love. And we know how we have a varying amount of love languages. But that's not our focus today. Today, we are just going to focus on a different dynamic. When people are actually in love, right, and they are not in the same city or they are not around the same vicinity, they're just far from each other. What we would term as long-distance relationships, right? So I'm sure we've heard of that term before. It's quite popular. And maybe one or two of us has been involved in it. So that's where we're going to start the conversation from, basically. What's your view on long-distance relationships? Shay, for me.
Okay, thank you. I've been there before. I've had about two long-distance relationships before in the past. What I can say is just know what works for you. Actually, I realized it wasn't working for me. I'm someone that enjoys intimacy a lot. I like to see my partner often. So it felt like we're falling apart. A lot of things were happening. We're having this constant argument over several things. So then I felt like, see, no matter how much you trust someone, no matter how much you really, really trust them, there's this part of you that tells you they are doing something even when they are not doing it. Even when they are not doing anything you are thinking about. I used to feel like, okay, when I was in that relationship, I used to feel like, okay, what if he's actually with someone right now and I'm just here in my bed, just chatting, him calling you and he's not picking up. It wasn't just working for me, really. It wasn't working for me. So if you're going to get into a relationship, a long-distance relationship with someone, make sure you guys are on the same side. Yes. Make sure you're on the same side. He's not someone that is so that craves intimacy so much. For someone like me, it wasn't working. It can't even work for me. I just had to stop. I was like, no, I'm never going to try this shit again. And coupled with a lot of things were jealousy. Imagine you just going out on your own as a baby girl. You are just trying to fix your day. Then someone is calling and like, hi, hello. And you couldn't pick up. Then start assuming that you're with a guy. Those things can actually get on your last nerves. Trust me. You don't want to do those things. So it was like, we're having trust issues. When are we going to see? Am I going to travel down this week? No, I'm busy. Scheduled too. The time I'm going to be busy, the time I'm going to be less busy, it might not be. You understand what I'm trying to say? So it feels like we had a lot of things. How am I going to put it? We had lots of differences that we couldn't just put together. So we just had to let each other go. So for me, a long-distance relationship, it can work for me. Definitely, it has been working for some people. It works for someone I know. But for me, it can't work. So what I'm going to say is, if you're going to get into a long-distance relationship with anybody, make sure you guys are the same in a way or similar. Because if not, it is never going to work out. So that's right. What I feel.
Thank you so much, Shay. So basically, you're just talking about compatibility. You have to be compatible in terms of everything, in terms of what you share, in terms of values.
Not really compatible. I mean, you might have same interest in different things, but that particular being the intimacy part of it, are you guys ready for it? What if you're someone that plays text all the time?
Okay.
And it's far away.
All right. I feel you. Thank you so much. Okay. Ian, have you been in a long distance relationship before? You haven't?
No, I've not been in a long distance relationship because I feel it's not for the faint hearted like me. Personally, I feel to be in a long distance relationship, it takes a lot of work. Courage, determination, sacrifices, and okay, there was this guy, my ex, we dated for quite a long time, like a number of years actually. And we broke up because it was going away. And I mean away, like out of Niger, there was no way I was going to see him anytime soon. And personally, I can't deal with that. I just told him, guy, you need to break up. It was hard. Yeah, it was really, really hard. But I think it's for the greater good. Because there's really no point in us deceiving ourselves. Like Sheikh Fumi said, like, know yourself. Personally, my love language is, I like cuddling. Like, I love cuddling a lot. Now, imagine I'm feeling down or something is up and it's not like before, like, okay, are you around? I'm feeling sad. Oh, you need company, come over, this, that. Like, there won't be that anymore. I couldn't deal with that. That was like one of the main red flags. Couldn't deal with that. So I had to break up the relationship. And well, that's just for me. There are other couples outside that you feel, okay, we can go along with this. We can actually cope and it's not going to give you just, okay, let's go ahead. But I feel though, I've not even been in a love distance relationship. I feel maintaining the spice in the relationship is where, or actually I say it's one of the most challenging parts because you are seeing each other safe once in a while. You just like, how should I describe it? You will just feel like off, like everything just be dry. Normally you need to spice things up. Now your partner is far away. I feel it is more challenging spicing up a relationship with your partner when your partner is not around you. And though I checked, I was actually curious that period because initially I was really desperate for a relationship to work. I mean, we spent years, I can't just let this guy go like that. No, because I really liked him and all that. And I was seeing some funny things online, you know. Then I reasoned, I can't deal with this. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. If I decide to buy it, it's going to be a terrible disaster. Yes, the outbreak was there, but I felt dealing with the outbreak at that point is better than deceiving myself and in saying you're in a real long relationship, in quotes. So, it's not for me.
Yeah, so thank you so much for sharing your experience. Apparently, long distance relationships take a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice. And for you, for example, that you like to cuddle.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that's out of the question. That's out of the equation. There's nobody to cuddle except maybe a pillow or something. And there's nobody, nobody coming over. It's just. It's just how it is, man. Well, now we have your point. Yeah. You would not want to try that because it doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for Sheifum. It doesn't work for Iyanu. Dan, have you ever considered it?
I don't know what what disease is affecting every other person. Leave me alone. If we're in it, just leave me alone. You know, like, considerable to have that, especially if you're looking at something that has been going on for a considerable amount of time, then it gets boring or it gets redundant. You want to, you know, space, leave me alone, let me do something, you know. Then, but I don't think it should be like that perpetually. I mean, if it goes on for more than 6 months, 9 months, you know, it's like Shay Fumi said, it's going to bring in all those doubts. And I think it depends on the individual, I guess. But what really piqued my interest in your responses, especially with Shay Fumi, is how much energy do you put into picking a partner? Is it more on the material side? And excuse me, don't mind the question, but is it more on the material side?
No, it's fine.
personality, or you need someone who is the opposite of like who you are or you are looking for. So
you're just personality, like, man, basically.
Yeah.
I don't need to put any energy into selecting my kind of man. It should, I should find it easy falling in love with someone. I shouldn't stress myself trying to choose the right man. You understand? Like, it should just happen, like, we never expected it and it's happening and we are already in love. That's how I feel it should happen. So once I like you, you have almost everything I want. Of course, you can't have everything. So let's say you have 70% of what I want in a man. And I like you. I don't think I should stress myself. In fact, I'm of this notion that I don't need to form hard to get if I like you. I don't see the reason why I should form hard to get. If I like you, you like me, we start something if we both want it. I don't need to stay too big and say no. I'm saying no for now. I don't want to look cheap. Sorry, if I'm going to see me as cheap, I'm cheap. I like you.
Yeah, I think I get that. I get that from it, like your vibe, like outgoing and all that. So what's that process really like? What's that process really like? Is it more of like, oh, the stars align in ShopRite and you're aggressive about it, like you just go and like, guy, you ticked out the boxes? Or is it a more and I know you've said it's slower.
It doesn't happen like that. The fact that I said
I know, of course,
myself doesn't mean it doesn't happen like that.
I know it doesn't happen like that, but in your experience in your 4 or 5 or past relationships,
I think from my first date with someone, I would know if he's the kind of person I want or not. Because if you know what you want as a lady, it shouldn't take that stress. Or you don't need to stress yourself that much if you see someone you want. First date, you guys are already talking, you know what you want as a lady, you would see it. And if it's not the kind of person you want, you would feel it from that particular day. So it's like that for me. If I go out with you first day and I realize that you know what I want, sorry, you. The second day, I'm just going to eat your food. I'm coming to eat your food. Nothing serious.
All right.
If I like you, in fact, I'll be the one to initiate the second date.
So that's very insightful. It's beautiful to know. Okay. It's beautiful to know, get that perspective, really. I feel there's a slight difference in the way you see it and the way Yano will probably say. I get the vibe that she's more like... indoors, she likes. I think she just described me the first time. I don't know about you, Sam, but I tick all those boxes.
I'm transcendent.
back to the point. I just get the vibe that Yan is more in house, you know. So, do you share that? Experience with perspective, that POV with Shay for me, or you take a more subtle, you know, probing the horizon and trying to, you know, mash things up, but like how much more energy?
I get what you're trying to say. About the energy, like she said, really don't put in more energy. And the fact that a little bit of an introvert doesn't mean I shouldn't talk when it's time for me to talk. I see a guy, I like you, fine, we're friends. Then I see, okay, I want more than friendship. I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Well, I've done that before. And okay, the first one, literally, okay, because he's a very reasonable guy and we reached a, should I say, like a point of contention that, okay, we're not ready for this start, okay. But I won't lie, the second one literally ended in tears though. Because this guy, basically, I'm attracted to darker guys. The darker you are, the better. Like, that's who I am. Now, this guy is fair. Like, fair is a good understatement. He's white. But... But then he has the qualities I like. I say I like smart people. This guy is like, sorry, I said he's smart. He has other qualities I really like. So why would I stop myself? Why would I be myself in the time for love and good?
I mean,
Yeah, so all I was just trying to say is that the fact that it gets inside girls in quotes doesn't mean I shouldn't express my feelings at times. Because personally, I don't like people being asked to get. I see that as a waste of time, waste of energy. If I'm the guy, I'm going to lose interest in you. You want this to pick up. If you don't want it, let's leave the page. Okay, Jeffrey said if she likes, if she doesn't like the guy, she'll come and eat your food. Yeah, I won't even pick your call. I won't even talk to you again. You know something is wrong. I don't really like wasting time. You know that, okay, this girl doesn't like me. And then once in a while, I'll just call you to mind you so that, okay, we still maintain that level of maybe like an acquaintance and I probably need to mention something, but you would know I don't like you. So that's just it.
That's interesting. That's I think most men also hold this sentiment that they have to put in considerable amount of force or energy. I guess repetitive, but really they feel like they have to put in this so much energy to get this love interest. And it's quite enlightening to know that you guys don't share that sentiment. So in the first part of this interview, I told Sam that I fell in love, and he was like, "No, it's not real. It's not something that can happen. Perhaps it was just lust, or you had very high sexual tension at the time." And I told him, "No, this was this, and this was that." So. I don't want to feel alone here. I just want to know if you guys have ever been in it at a point in your lives. And
hopelessly in love.
Yeah. Not hopelessly. There's no adjective to it. Just not in love.
Help
just...
You can't help it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we've all been there, actually.
Except me.
Guy, you've been there. You didn't just realize it.
Are you walking my shoes now?
I can feel it. We've all been there. Don't worry. You probably avoided it.
Mm.
But you were going to get there.
Mm.
It happens. What would just happen to you? It happens like that. So we've all been there. I've been there personally. Let me not speak for you guys, but I've been there several times. I've broken hearts. They've broken my heart before. There was this guy I liked when I was in 300 level. I think that was a stupid love show. I was stupid, but then I enjoyed it. So there was this guy I liked when I was in 300 level. Funny, you know, we were doing, what I call it, an open relationship. Not open relationship. I was a side chick and I was enjoying it. Yeah, it was that stupid.
A little crazy.
I was
a side chick
and I was enjoying it. I met him when I was in a relationship. Well, was I in the relationship? So everyone just guys see me as a chick. I think I was.
let me get this straight. You left your relationship to be...
I did not leave my relationship.
Oh, okay.
Daniel, don't get me wrong. I had my boyfriend, he had his girlfriend. Oh, okay. But we did not. Were we dating? We're seeing each other, yes.
Hmm.
Let me put it that way. But we're so much in love. I loved him more than I loved my boyfriend.
Wow.
And he probably felt the same way. But things happen, and you know, sometimes you can't get everything you want. Life will just mess you up. You want something badly, like you want this thing so much, but you can't have it. I felt like I really wanted him. Like, you know when you want someone, like, you just want to spend the rest of your life with this person. You enjoy him being around. I could be with him for a month without seeing the rest of the world. Who cares about you guys?
Wow. So this guy held such amount of spell over you. You were so spellbound by him.
No, like, he swept me off my feet. In fact, I was rolling on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like that. I liked him so much. And that's the thing about, I think, Yano should be able to relate. If a girl likes a smart person, other things don't really matter like that. You're just in love with his brain. I don't know. Ooh. Like, he has like 70% of the love you have for him has to do with his brain.
I don't know.
Yeah, what can you say to that?
Whether he's not so, whether he's fine or not so fine, it doesn't really matter again. After you find out that he's smart. I like fine boys though, but I think Brain is very handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think I'm talking about love. I like staying clear of that topic. So
why?
Love is a very strong word. It's a very, very strong word. I'm not sure that I fall in love. Like, does this guy really like, I really like him. I can't really tell if that's love. But maybe it's going to pass for love, probably. But attraction, yeah. Yeah, attraction, yeah. Yeah, talking about smart people, that attraction is there. You know, there are some people, maybe physical attraction, mental attraction. Some guys, you just, the way they talk, you like, that's all, like, that person. Some people, maybe it's about their dress sense. Some people have beautiful voices. Some people just know how to say the right things at the right time. Yes, that's another part of attraction. But it's not lovable. let me just do my thing.
It's really, I think I for me, it's more of mental attraction. If you are fine, like, we find, like, whatever it is, we look like Will Smith. Look like whoever it is you want to look like. If you are not smart, we can't work. Because you would say, you just say things that will piss me off unintentionally. You just be pissing me off with the way you think. I would just feel like breaking bottles on your head. Not like break bottle, but in my mind, I'm already breaking bottles on your head. But you just piss me off all the time. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, I
feel like it's more of mental attraction to me. Well, as much as if you are smart and you are dirty, sorry, you carry your brain and go.
So,
I think we have our like top 5 list in a man. You get what you want. Those 5 lists, I can't remove any of them. You get like all top 3. You get. I feel like okay, if you don't have these 3, at least have these 3. If you don't have these 3, or at least have these 5. If you don't have these 3 or these 5, we can't work. We can never work.
All right. Shay, for me,
Saints must be there.
Chefumi mentioned that like she could spend months without, like months could go by and she would just enjoy this company. And for her, that's an expression of something as intense as, you know, falling in love. Iyanu has not quite given us, I just want to pick your brain. I don't want you to avoid that topic. I know it's strong. I know it's, but I want you to be persuasive about how that experience was for you, at least giving you added, you know, how did it really feel like? Was it a moment that you can really point to, you know? And like, really, how was it for you?
Okay. I can't deny that there were moments in the relationship I really felt loved, like loved. I finished from a department, geology department. Yeah. And I dated my department. That was a point. That was a point to my ex then. Like, he actually spent his field trip money on me. I don't know if he gets out. If you're not in my department, you might really get it. But it was that serious. So there were lots of situations like that. I actually felt love. Like, okay, I need a lot of this person. I felt very important, like, okay. But then I made my sacrifices too. At that time, without number, they would send me pocket money. I can't spend it on boy. So I said, I really love that shocking for that stone in my head. So it was from both ends. So if you look at it from that way, I can say, okay, maybe I experienced love and I can say, okay, love meant. So it was nice, actually. It was a mixture of lots of feelings. It was nice. It was pain. It was the hurt. There were times that you know that I'd be soaking Gary and be smiling because, you know, okay, fine. Though there's nothing now, but at least that feeling, that joy, I don't know, that satisfaction was there. So probably, maybe, like, that can be termed as feeling love. I think.
All right. Makes sense. So this whole thing,
like... Sorry. Talking about sacrifices, yeah. I just remember something very stupid I did when I was in, I think, 200 level or so. I gave my whole last rent that my dad. I gave my boyfriend that time. I think that I was in 200 level. So I gave him my house rent.
Wow.
I can't forget that time. Because I was almost thrown out by the landlord.
So did he pay up? Did he pay up eventually?
I actually borrowed him. He didn't pay up. I had to look for the money and pay
up. He didn't give you the money back at all. Till today, he hasn't given you the money.
I think I gave him 70k or so. He returned 20.
Wow.
Wow.
So for me, I don't think I feel like making sacrifices for people, to me, it's not really love. Well, I might be wrong, but I feel like I'm just a good person. I'm a nice person, and I'm always there for people when they need me. And I was there for him. If it was my friend, I would have done the same thing.
Okay,
makes sense. So I feel like this whole conversation started from this particular one, started with Daniel trying to. I wouldn't call it attack my view on what love is and what I think that it should be. And I think that all these niceties, all these nice things and mushy feelings, and I said it the last time, it's like those things are emotions, they're good, they're part of, well, it's part of love, but it's not the entirety of love. Now, the sacrifice that you just said and brushed aside as, well, I'm just a nice person, so I'll make sacrifice to you. In my reasoning, that's more love than being with somebody for 1 month and being able to shut yourself out from the rest of the world. That's more a show of love than, because I feel like love is giving, right? And love is also receiving. Like Yana said, it has to come from both ends. It's very important that it comes from both ends. But what I feel love is constant sacrifice. Like you've made a choice. You've made an informed decision that this is the person I want to be with. You maybe your brain was not working very fine when you chose the person. You couldn't weigh the options and feel like, man, can I cope with this? Or maybe it was, I don't know. But then you decided that this is what I'm going to be with. And maybe you decide that it's your ride or he or she is your ride or die. We are in a more liberal society now, so we have the liberty of dumping people anyhow and moving on.
Yeah.
And I think that doesn't really work.
It didn't really happen like that because the time I gave him the money, we're already falling apart.
Mm.
I didn't give him because I loved him so much.
I gave him because
he needed it so much. And I wasn't really doing anything with the money at that time. So he asked me to borrow him, not dash him.
Okay.
You get.
Okay. Well, my whole point is that love is beyond the emotional things and the mushy things, beyond those niceties, beyond the butterflies in your belly, right? Beyond your head turning on you.
And you're
not one guy sweeping you off your feet.
So I was going to agree with Samuel. Of course, it goes beyond the mushy. I don't know how you said that. And I agree with you. And I think it's important for the next thing we're going to talk about, which is sex. When you talk about love, we talk about sacrifices. The ultimate one in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, would be sex. So at what point, and now we're trying to just get the female perspective, we've pretty much concluded from the last part that men think linearly and it's always a goal for them, or it's always something they measure their romantic relationship by. But for you guys, how much investment would sex be in? Shameful me, do you get our vibe? Do you get the drip? Do you get what we're talking about?
Yeah, you might need to take it again, sorry.
Oh boy. Okay. we're talking about sacrifices and all of that, being in love and all of that. So at what point in that romantic relationship would sex be permittable? It's okay for me to be this intimate
with this individual. Okay. Yeah. So we've talked about like the men's side and how men will like already have it in mind, you know, from and we are pretty straightforward. But women, and we don't really get how they perceive it, how they view. Is it purely transactional, you know? How you guys just go about it, you know?
I think for anybody in a relationship, like I said, find your type. If you are sexually active, find someone that is sexually active. Yet so, for a lady, I don't know how it works for some other girls, but sex is going to be enjoyed if at all you're already seeing it, so seeing to the fullest. Sex is going to be enjoyed.
That's very profound.
You're already fornicating now, so just do it. And do it with your full chest.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of girls think when they have sex with men, they are doing men a favor by having sex with them. That is why you see girls after having sex with a man start feeling guilty, start feeling bad, start feeling used. Like, sees you enjoy the moment, didn't you? So why are you feeling bad? What are you feeling bad for? Yeah, I feel like it's meant to be enjoyed. So if you're having sex with someone with the mindset of you're doing him a favor, you are really going to feel bad and you're really going to feel used. Until you stop feeling that way, you have to own the moment, enjoy it to the fullest. So in case anything happens, you guys had fun. No, you didn't have sex with me. We had fun. You get?
Okay.
Nobody's feeling bad at the end of the day.
That's
nobody's feeling used. Nobody's feeling like, oh, he used and dumped me. Oh, what if I actually used and dumped you? You never can tell.
You know, yeah. But
so you have to have that confidence of, I'm not doing him a favor and he's not having sex with me. We are having sex. If you go like you call you, yeah, we are fucking or we are making love. But it has to be we. It takes two to tango.
Okay. That's interesting. And throughout this conversation, I've really enjoyed everybody's input. But particularly you seem to be so confident and so, like you know what you're up to.
Have you always been this way? Or how did you come to realization? Maybe you have not. Or were you just born this way, so confident and, you know,
I wasn't born this way. I've been used before in quotes through sex when I was stupid. Not stupid per se, but I didn't have this confidence of, oh, I own my body. And I mean, if I'm going to have this, let me enjoy it. You get, we're having sex, it's an activity. It's not something, it's not like you're doing me if you're like coming to have sex with me. We're having sex and we're sexually active. So we're already seeing, let us know that we're seeing it to the fullest. Let's see with our full chest. So before, I used to feel like, oh no, I cannot do this. So if access with me now, it would make me feel used. I would feel like I've been used and it just used me to pass the moment or something like that. That is it. Don't let anybody talk you into having sex with them. Have sex because you want to have sex with them. If someone is trying to tell you, I like you, and I really want to get down with you, I'm trying to sweet talk you into having sex with them. See, if you don't want to do it and eventually did it, you're going to feel used. So if I do not want to have, that's to be mutual. You want to have sex with me, I want to have sex with you. You're not going to talk me into having sex with you if I don't want to have sex with you. Who are you?
Makes sense. So you said something about girls feeling like they're doing guys a favor.
It's always like that for most girls.
And that's why they feel entitled to our money sometimes.
No, please, we are baby girls. We need to be taken care of. You're not
like, get down and you're like, what kind of... I'm doing most of the work in an average Nigerian...
That's the problem. Why would you allow a guy to do most of the work?
It's not about allowance. It's about... There's a lot of opening up right now. People are beginning to explore sexual fantasies because of exposure.
People had always explored.
Yes.
They were doing this research on like a know where this where nuns go to. I think it's a Coventry or what they call it. And you won't believe the amount of dildos they found there. So that polygamy, adultery has always existed. I think people are just being... I think Ian is back. We'll get Ian's input on this. Then we have to round up, sadly, because our time is almost gone.
I had some parts, some bits.
Okay. So what do you feel about that? What do you have to add to that?
Well, like she said, find someone you're compatible with. If you want sex, fine. If you don't want sex, communicate to your partner. If you don't want sex, this was just a time. And even the sex age, if it is you that I have IDP doing quotes, like always, every time, look for some sort of agreement. It's not, how should I say it? And giving out sex, really, like she even said, I think I caught some part of it. She was like, some people feel giving out sex gives you like a sense of entitlement to maybe the guy's money or property or something like that. No, both parties enjoyed it. And if you are not enjoying it, I think you should speak out. Like, sex should not be an object of entitlement, because you're having sex with someone doesn't mean, okay, you're entitled to get things from someone. You getting things from a relationship should be a sort of bonus. That should not be the basis of you being in a relationship. And some girls actually feel, okay, they just started a relationship, they can't just jump into having sex. The guy we see them as probably a whore or something like that. I feel it all depends on the person you're dating, not the person you're dating. The fact that you're having sex early in a relationship doesn't guarantee that your relationship is not going to last or not. It really doesn't define the test of time. Some people believe, okay, if I wait this long before we start having sex, he's going to value me and he will think I'm a good girl. This, it doesn't matter. Like, fine, they're the same, boys will be boys. Though some people don't really like using it, but I feel, yeah, boys will be boys. The fact that you're keeping yourself doesn't mean it will respect you. The fact you are keeping yourself doesn't mean it won't cheat on you, really. So that should stop being a criteria, like, okay, let me keep myself. If you are ready for it and you are up to it, tell him he is your boyfriend. As long as you've agreed to it from the beginning, okay, we are going to be having this. So I don't think that should be an issue anyways. As long as we agreed. And if it's something like, okay, we are not having sex to this relationship, and during the test of time, someone decides, okay, I want to start having sex. If the other partner agrees, fine. Note, I said agrees, not being pressured, not as if you're going to pressure your partner into having it. Because some people may not really like it. This may be against their belief. So if the person agrees, fine, you can go ahead. If the person doesn't agree, break up.
Brings us to something that I stumbled upon, and especially what Iyanu was saying, it just struck me. You know, there was this lady, right? So she had a boyfriend, and obviously she has like high libido, but she doesn't want her boyfriend to see her in a certain kind of way. So she agrees with her boyfriend to have sex with him once a month, just once a month. And then there's this guy on the side that she gives the coochie to every blessed day. And she's like, well, I don't love this other guy, but, you know, he's satisfying me sexually. And it's not like my boyfriend can't satisfy me, but I don't want him to value me less. I want him to hold me to high esteem, or hold me with high esteem, right? So that maybe the kind of respect that he affords me will be higher. What can you say about that? Is it reasonable to you? Does she really love the guy? Or what kind of mental state is she in? Or emotional state? It's confusing to me. Shay, what do you think of it?
Yeah, so she doesn't like to have sex with her boyfriend, but she likes to give it to the side nigga all the time.
Well, it's because she doesn't want her boyfriend to...
She's not helping herself. She's not communicating. Maybe... What if the boyfriend likes sex more than she does?
It's not even about the boyfriend, I think. I think it's about her and about her, his perception, really.
Like, she doesn't want her boyfriend to see her as cheap or what?
Yeah. Basically. Huh. That's it.
Oh. Sorry, over time I've realized that. I mean, sex now is just like, it's just like playing Ludo to people now. Seriously, it doesn't really mean so much to people because you can get it anytime, anywhere, with anybody. So I don't think that should define you. The fact that it is not your fault that your libido is high, or it is not your fault. If you like someone, I don't see, she just wants to cheat. That's all I can say.
So that's the short answer. She just
wants. Or she just likes the way the other guy does it.
The other guy is giving her.
That's all I can say. Because that's not even enough. You don't want to. I beg. We should go rest. I beg. She just wants to. She just likes to have to. That's all I can say.
Okay. So you have the worst of now. What do you think of it?
Our reasoning is very flawed. Like, very, very flawed. Because you're a big guy. Let's look at it from this aspect. Let's say the guy really likes her. Like, he really likes her. He loves her, even. And he's somebody that likes sex. Then, because she has given him the false impression that, I don't like sex, so let's do this once a month. And to please her, things we do for love. Like, okay, let me go along with the flow. Then later, something happens. And it comes to find out that his babe that is keeping low because he loves her or he's collecting it steady outside. Like, I don't think she ever considered it from that perspective. Because everything she's trying to keep, the whole value thing, she's seeing important that she does not want him to value her less. Everything is going to crumble and it's going to be way worse. Like, she's just going to scatter everything. Just come out clean. Guy, I like sex. Like Shefumi said, it's not your fault that you have high libido. But that's where communication comes in. It is key. Discuss with your partner. I'm this kind of person. Can you cope? Are you fine with it? If you are lucky to date someone that is honest enough to tell you about himself, okay, I like it. I can go along with the flow. And if he can't, he will leave, you reach some kind of equilibrium and you guys will be okay. So now, I think, does she even care about what the other guy will see as? Or let's just give another instance now. It's a small world. Anything can happen.
I think that she cares only about her boyfriend. And
so, I don't think she loves the guy. Okay. To me, I don't think she loves the guy because
that's the thing.
You always want them, just them. I mean, the rest of the guys in the world don't even appeal to you anymore. If you actually love someone deeply, it is like that. That's how you feel. You don't even want to hold another person, you don't even want to hold another man. You just want it to be him and him and him alone. So if you she's not really in love, or maybe the other guy is giving her money.
I guess that's what she's getting right now. Maybe materially, that's making her stay with the guy. I guess she's getting something from the guy materially that's making her stay with.
Yeah, because what's she trying to prove? This what I do. Everything is already messed up. People don't care.
Maybe the other guy just better in bed than her boyfriend.
Yeah, she just like that other guy. Maybe he does it better.
Probably that.
He does it better.
Exactly. So,
but she should not come to me and say that she's in love with that guy. Nope. She doesn't love her boyfriend.
Well, so that's that. I guess that's the conversation for tonight. Daniel, closing words.
Naturally, you expect a conservative, psycho-religious POV to such topics. And it's quite depressing and it's redundant, really. Then you get people like this, even someone as in-house that's sharing these sentiments. And it's crazy to know that things are changing. You know, our grandchildren will listen to this and be like, whoa, mom was really woke or something like that. I don't know. But it's really interesting to it's interesting to hear this from you guys. I wasn't expecting this kind of reaction or this kind of conversation. So that'll be my closing words. Thank you, Shay, for me, Alabi, the makeup artist. Thank you, Yanni. Okay.
Future
master of content writing. Guru, the next Nigerian guru, the next in out of Africa. Thank you very much. Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, but that's that. Thank you guys, and thank you to our awesome listeners. Don't say no to stories.